Welcome to Bunta Vistas, episode 351. Bunta Vistas is a comedy news podcast where we look at the weirdest news of the week through the lens of several of Australia's least well podcasters. But first, an alienating vignette. We're here, as usual, with Ben, who is the new CEO of Seed and River Proprietary Limited, appointed a full 7 months following the disappearance of the previous CEO. Seed and River is, as you know, sir, the manufacturer of the wonderful Seed and River paste, the meal replacement paste that brings full nutritional value to the human body. It's taken the world by storm. Since 2023, our market cap has gone from zero to $3.5 trillion. So that's pretty good. And our product is available in every country on earth. I think it's a pretty exciting time to be here, sir. Are you ready? You ready for the challenges that this role will bring?
Yeah, I think that this company is going to go from strength to strength. And obviously, yep. You know, we're going to be really re-examining our frameworks and sort of how we look at things and how we do things. But I think I'm going to be able to get us to even higher heights while maintaining the core company values.
Oh, it is so good to hear that, sir. All right, first thing, would you like to see where the bodies are buried, sir?
No, you can't tell me about those.
Just a little joke. There are no buried bodies. Quite the opposite. Follow me to the production facilities, if you will, please. Before we enter the warehouse, please turn off all recording devices. All done?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not that we don't trust you, sir. Not that at all. We've just got some... There's some strangeness around that. As you can see, this is one of our many production lines where we bottle Seed and River paste to ship all over the world. One of our biggest logistical challenges is manufacturing enough bottles to contain the product, but it certainly isn't our strangest logistical challenge. This way, sir, towards the opening. Are those boots you're wearing, sir?
Yeah. I mean, they're not work safe. They're not steel caps or anything, though. Do I need to be wearing...
You'll need to pick up a, as long as they're paste proof, sir.
They're kind of waterproof. Is that the same?
No, not at all. All right. Here is the opening then, sir, where the paste issues forth. And indeed, it issues forth at every hour of the day, 6 out of every 7 days. At exactly the pace we need to fulfill our demand. Are you following so far, sir?
Which day does it not do it?
Oh, Sunday, of course.
Oh, of course.
Now, funnily enough, we actually know what's on the other side of that opening. Why is that funny?
I was thinking of something from earlier. What's on the other side?
Well, okay, so we sort of... I wouldn't be asking such straight questions yet before you get the lay of the land, sir. We sort of know... What's on the other side?
What sort of thing? Like, well, what type of animal, vegetable, mineral?
It's kind of one of those things. See, you can't... Okay, well, first of all, you can't force your way into the opening because the paste completely resists any attempt to move objects, cameras, body parts, trained animals, you name it.
What about Sundays?
Well, then it's just stopped.
Right.
Still can't get past. Okay. It's sort of a Three Stooges sort of thing. If the paste is all Three Stooges at once.
Yeah.
But then the strangest thing happened. Do you note the camera, sir, above our heads there with the view of this current warehouse?
Yeah. Oh. I noticed there's actually like quite a lot of them all sort of pointing at it. Like you got backups on backups on backups.
We do. Now there's one in particular. By some numerical chance, sir, with the best view of the whole warehouse, camera 777. And something strange started happening to camera 777. Sir, would you follow me to the Omnioptikon, please?
I would love to.
Okay, well, the far wall there, the immense one with scale that defies understanding, that wall is for camera 777. Or more correctly, sir, I should say cameras 777. Because at some point shortly after production start or harvesting or whatever we want to call it started, the feed from camera 77 became 2 feeds and then 3 and then so on. Soon we started seeing differences in the feeds and it became useful to begin lettering them starting at A. If you'll note feed G, you can see a small fern growing out of a crack in the warehouse wall there. Are you with me, sir?
Yeah, okay. I think I'm following. So, but where do the feeds display?
Well, on the wall there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, we had to keep getting monitors for them because they kept making new ones. I don't know who they, I don't want to call it, not they. They just became new ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but pretty soon we could see in the feeds that the location of the opening in each view was slightly different. We couldn't make head nor tail of this, sir, for the longest time until one of the bright lads in the AV department noticed you could make a coherent layout by placing one of the warehouse. I mean, it's all the same, but you follow me. One warehouse, you get the opening, the paste opening, and you place it back to back with the human opening of the next warehouse, pretending, if you will, if they're different spaces. And the layout that you get when viewed from above was an exact mirror of the great uranium manufacturing arrays of the Ames Project, the supplier of fissile material for the Manhattan Project in World War II. Are you familiar with the Ames Project, sir? This is important.
That wasn't part of my brief. I didn't see that in the package.
Well, this is your brief. So
Once
the topology of the Ames Project had been completed, I'm not sure of how else to put that. It doesn't give the topology some sort of intent, so begging your pardon, sir. Once the topology had been completed, it appeared the next move was beyond our four-dimensional space-time and into a fifth dimension. And so the process continued, each time adding a new screen to the Omnioptychon, each view more green and less Euclidean than the last, continuing into the sixth dimension and then finally into a seventh. The images and topology converging in a form that appears hyperbolic and infinite in horizon to our simple eyes and minds, converging, 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 converging until the final camera 777GG, the one you see now in the very center of the screen array. To us, sir, it appears that the paste feed has become the river you see there running through the feed. And the warehouse apparatus have indeed formed the apple tree you see there. We don't know who the two figures in that image are. Oh, sorry, the man sitting in the chair across from you. How rude of me, sir. Feet up on the desk and thumbing through a magazine containing full penetrative pornography. It's Andrew.
Andrew, what's up? Hey.
Any trouble on the screens today?
I don't know, man. I've been flicking through my mag, going back to some of my favorite pages.
That's my boy.
I haven't bought a new one in a while. So, you know, you got to kind of switch it up sometimes. You do have your favorite pages, but if you look at them like every hour, it starts to not be as fun, you know? So sometimes you got to read the back. You got to read the publisher's information. You got to look at the number on the barcode. Think about whether, like, maybe that means anything. Try adding the numbers up. See if it makes something magic.
Don't forget to take a nap today, too, brother.
Oh, I will. And if anything gets stuck in the chute, I'll just poke it with my stick.
That's my boy. Turns out the whole world's on the Sea Eden River diet.
I really enjoy that you started this one with a sort of cursory single sentence description of what the podcast is, just to make sure no one would be alienated.
Yeah, you'd hate to be alienated by a long and anticlimactic vignette.
Yeah, you'd hate that.
Yeah. But they weren't.
Yeah, no, they're more on board than they've ever been. Hey, for you to be alienated by the first 10-ish minutes of this podcast, that's only natural. And we explore the natural in a segment that we call Nature Corner. Country Road.
I actually came up with the punchline last. I didn't come up with it first, and then make my way back there.
I bet. This comes to us from WMTW in Maine.
Women of Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. The Portland Fire Department battled a three-alarm fire in a three-unit building on Pembroke Street Friday. A section of Veranda Street was also closed as a result of the fire and the crews on scene.
Okay, look, I don't want to derail this story too quick into it. Who decides how many alarms it is?
Yeah.
Can that be my job?
there's the guy they call the fire savant who's just there to be like three alarms, two alarms.
I'm immediately making it a highly political position. People calling me up and begging me, please, please call the three alarm, my family. And I say, hey, what are you going to do for me? Sure, I make it three alarms. You get what you want. When do I get what I want out of this? You know, any valuables in your house that might go missing just during all the hubbub of your family, your precious wife and your beautiful children being saved? Something anything like that that could maybe come over my way? It's sounding a lot like a one-alarm fire right now with the attitude that you're giving me. Anyway, yeah. if you know how they figure out how many alarms it is, please write in the mailbag at pointsofvista.com. Let us know. We're not fire experts.
Does it hurt the alarm to ring it? Why don't they ring all the alarms?
Maybe if you make too many things at three-alarm fire, the alarms wear out faster. And then all of a sudden, it's the boy who cried three alarms. You can't get a three-alarm going off. Hey, when everything's a three-alarm fire, nothing's a three-alarm fire.
Exactly.
You know?
Goes up to five.
Who's going to be? Yes. Yes. And then next thing you know, we're having...
No, I mean, it does go up to five. That's the system that I'm looking at.
So this is a medium fire?
Yeah, I guess it's like a medium fire.
Oh, I guess it's like five-alarm chili. In that Simpsons episode about the hot chili, isn't it?
I think so. And also from reality.
Yeah. Yeah. What, we about don't... chili in general? Are we...
The alarm system did not come from The Simpsons, who then took it from a fire brigade system.
No, but we're agreeing that Chili got the alarm system from the fire guys. And then
I'm not ready. I'm not ready to agree to that.
The Chili rating system was developed completely independently of the fire alarms, and it needs to be clear.
Fire guys are like, oh, I kind of like the sound of that, actually.
That would work. We've fire's been trying to figure out.
Fire's a bit like chili when you think about it.
It can be hot, you know. You have
think
too
anyone
much
had noticed?
You have too much of it and you get sweaty. Just like chili. We should use that.
Anyway, three alarm fire or whatever, Ben.
Yep. The fire was reported just after 5 a.m. Friday and there were no reports of any injuries. Roads finally reopened just before 11 a.m. Firefighters said seven people were displaced by the fire. Maine's total coverage was also there as 56 pet snakes were carried from the building in tubs by their owner. Do, 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 do.
Coming down, like, imagine seeing this person bring out, like, the eighth snake and going, is that it? And I'm going,
goodness.
No, we're getting started. How about that?
Yeah.
We're not really anywhere near halfway at this point. Maybe if you could come up and grab a few tubs.
Yeah, you got two free hands.
Two hands and a heartbeat.
Come grab some snacks.
I'm loving the numerology in this episode too, by the way. Got three alarm fire at three something or other street. 56 snakes, that's six lots of seven snakes each.
Five plus six, that's 11. The roads reopened at 11 a.m.
Exactly. Ooh. It's all connected.
Snakes have one head, one body.
Mm-hmm. Snakes kind of look like a 11. One if you lay them down. Yeah.
Building number seven.
Yep.
So on and so forth.
You can make a snake look like a number seven too.
It's so easy to make a snake look like a number seven.
You can make snake look like basically any single digit number.
Yeah. I think it'd be hard to get a snake to look like a four. I think it'd be hard to make it look like a four.
No, you can't. Yeah, it has to connect
at the
top. Got to
do a closed
four.
Not one of those sweet open top fours.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how I'm writing my fours.
It's so hard to close the fours, dude.
I'm not gonna lie about who I am to convenience the snake.
That's where I started going off the rails in school, I think, is closing the fours. They want you to close the fours. I can't.
I don't think you went off the rails.
I simply can't.
I think you actually did quite well in school.
The record will show whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever I want it to.
What OP did you get?
Doesn't matter.
Did you get a one? That's the scoring system that Queensland alone uses.
And you can get a one?
The one is the best.
It's the worst.
It's the best one, and it's what
the one seems like such a low number.
It's what I could count to.
I bet you were probably the only one at your school as well that year.
No, there was three.
Holy moly.
Yeah, one of them.
So you admit
that
you got a one?
No.
Yeah.
I could have been one of the three. One of them became like a research scientist for curing malaria.
Mm,
yeah. And then I did whatever I do. So, yeah. You know, we're all...
Wait, so is malaria cured? Is malaria cured now?
Oh, is that a solved problem?
Yeah.
Did he kind of sort that out all by himself?
I think maybe if we'd solved malaria, I would know how to have gone to Dr. Deb, the travel doctor.
Oh, you went to India. Dr. Deb too?
Yeah. Oh, everyone goes to Dr. Deb.
Oh, Dr. Deb. Yeah, we're all friends of Dr. Deb.
She has a terrifying presence. This is, if you're in Brisbane, you probably know about Dr. Deb.
You know
Deb.
What we're talking about, Dr. Deb, the travel doctor.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, they're not saying Dr. Death.
No. Dr. Deb.
Very different.
Dr. Death, the travel doctor.
I had to get more needles at once. I had to get tetanus in mine too, which is why mine was really sore and ouchy and Caitlin's was fine.
Yeah.
It was because there was more needles
in mine.
Because there
was more needles is why yours was like, ah.
Yeah, I was like, no, I can't even move my arm.
Bro, did your wife gaslight you after and say that you basically got the same needles even though you didn't?
Yeah, that's right. And hers didn't hurt a lot. Mine hurt like a lot. And I needed like treats afterwards. I need to play PlayStation 4 all day now. Actually, I don't think... Shit, we're going back to... No, we're PS3.
Oh, that still counts.
GTA 5 wasn't even out on it yet.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's crazy that they had it out on PS3.
There was a different time back then. Yeah, that was a PS3 release.
Absolutely, it was on PS3, yeah.
That game they've made so much money from that game.
They've put that game out so many times.
Yeah, I've bought that game so many times. I've bought that game like three times now, four times.
I've never played it on computer. I'll fire it up and play it. But you know what? GTA 5, not that fun.
No.
It's not that much to do in the game world.
They tell you every time they make one of these games, they're like, and there's so much to do. And then
you buy a hot dog?
Yeah, you play it and you just end up doing like the highway loop. Well, you're like, I'll drive a car really fast down
the highway.
Yeah, and I'm back where
I
started.
See everything that there is.
Yeah. Yeah. Bunch of cars. Awesome.
What happened to Vice City?
I mean, you couldn't make another Vice City. No, never.
You couldn't get away with it these days.
It's true. We will never be 20 again, fellas.
Yeah.
A scooter called the F slur?
I think those games are perfect if you have like no sense that time is important to you at all.
Yeah, if you can't kind of feel the moments being stripped from the fabric of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that you can't just see like regrets piling up and opportunities dwindling.
Yeah. And like, you're kind of just like assigning a dollar value to every hour that you could be earning, you could be grinding, you could be spending with your children.
But if you do like that kind of vibe, check out our good friend Tom Walker's stream on Twitch.
Oh, that shit's amazing.
God, that's
if
so
you are
good.
Not watching the
pure comedy,
Tom Walker 9,000 times faster cars GTA 4 streams, it is just something about what he has done to that game has the most perfect. Like the game itself has the most perfect comedic timing.
Yeah. Oh, pure keynote.
There's hacks out there on Twitch playing that Sisyphus game. Tom made his own Sisyphus struggle, you know, as he's done before.
Yeah, that's kind of his thing, really, punishing himself for the entertainment of others.
Mm-hmm. And we love him for it. He's beautiful. Yeah.
Love you, Tom. A woman said she was working to save the lives of the snakes.
Indisputable. They shouldn't put that as a woman said. They should have reported that as a fact. A woman was working to save the lives of the snake. Fucking media.
Yeah.
God.
Fire officials say the owner of the building lived on the first floor.
Got out of there and was done with it.
Yeah. Well, that was easy. My snakes, I got them out like basically instantly. Your snakes, still coming. Firefighters told Maine's Total Coverage they actually responded to another fire at the same address Thursday night. Around the time that a thunderstorm came through. Officials said it was possible the Friday fire was caused by a lightning strike, but there is so much damage on the third floor, they may never know a cause for sure. Two fires?
Yeah. Mm. On the third floor?
Yes.
Four days apart? Five alarm fire.
Plus three, 11 a.m., 1 and 1, snake, 1 head, 1 body.
Yes.
You do the math.
Do you think maybe it's like a kind of safety... a safety maneuver for snake owners. You could have like a lot more snakes, but just get really small snakes. Like, you know, like in Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like they pour a lot of little snakes over him.
Instead of one big snake, get a lot of snakelets.
then you could say, oh, I'm bringing down my 56, maybe even 65 snakes, and they're all in this one tub.
Think ahead. Get a lease a unit that has one of those laundry chutes. Yeah. And just meet them down in the laundry.
Yep.
If you just
hope someone else doesn't meet them first.
run a length of PVC pipe down the outside of the building.
Yes. Yep.
With a sort of make it kind of J shaped, so that instead of just making them smack the ground, they kind of go down and then launch up a little.
Yeah.
Here's
the thing about snakes. They are one of the most foompable animals on God's green earth.
That's true.
Outside of a ferret?
It's too
can't go past a snake for foompability.
Hey, this took place in America. Let's see what else is happening in America in a segment we like to call America Watch.
America.
This comes to us from WHO in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
Who?
Oh, WHO.
Don't.
Who's that come from?
We like to have fun here. Sometimes. Des Moines man accused of shooting at car while driving on I-80.
Where's the proof, you know?
A Des Moines man has been accused of shooting at a vehicle while driving on I-80 Thursday evening. According to court records, at around 7:45 p.m., Westcom Dispatch received a report from a victim claiming that a white car driven by a bald man in a turquoise shirt shot a gun at him.
That could be anyone. Very, very Vice City. Aww.
Yeah.
It's not so green. Evocative.
It's not blue.
Comes in a beautiful turquoise shirt.
Yeah.
Tell by the shine. Pure silk.
They claim that the man shot at him while they were traveling westbound on I-80 near Waukee. The victim also reported the suspect was yelling at him while pointing the gun directly at him.
That's what the gun's for, brother.
Yeah, the gun does the yelling.
The gun does the yelling for you. You just make a fist and the gun does the yelling for you.
Yeah. You got drive-by'd by Pitbull? Dale himself? Also, what's the crime? If you shoot a car, does it bleed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does a car have feelings? Maybe it only counts if you've named your car.
Yeah.
Also, like, I-80 is like the interstate, right? So that speed limit is like 110 k's an hour.
Hell yeah.
A guy yelling at you, like, from window to window while you're going that fast?
Yeah.
Crazy. You're going so fast.
I'm not getting what you're saying. You're
what?
Wind your window down.
Yeah. Can't do
what?
Doing the wind your window down gesture, but with the gun that you're holding, accidentally pumping up
wind
a few shots.
Wind the window down so I can yell at you before I shoot you.
A Dallas County Sheriff's deputy pulled over a vehicle that matched the description of the suspect's car a short time after the report at the 88 mile marker westbound exit ramp. According to a criminal complaint, the deputy saw a handgun with a silencer on the passenger floorboard and a spent shell casing in the passenger seat.
Well, okay. First of all, circumstantial.
Yes.
That spent shell.
He might have just had the silenced gun in the car, and then as he was going over a bridge, he saw like a crow on the side of the bridge, and then he shot at it out of his passenger side window. And that's
it's a bad omen not to shoot a crow if you do have a silenced pistol.
It's kind of like the opposite of an albatross.
Yeah.
You see a crow, you have to kill the crow.
Maybe you saw a spider in the other guy's car.
Yeah.
And he was trying
to... Watch out, there's a scary spider in there.
Yeah, he was trying to help
him.
Window.
There's a spider.
But he's got the silencer on because if he does have to take matters into his own hand to deal with the spider, he doesn't want to scare this man.
Yeah, true. You get frightened.
Deafening.
Ooh, gunshot.
Yeah, I'm not an arsehole. I'm waving the gun around. I'm not unreasonable.
Pew, pew.
I am definitely of the mind that this guy is like a... This guy's a time assassin.
Oh, this man is a contract killer working through a timeline that is not our own, 100%.
Yeah. Like, there's this guy just... You know, he thinks he's an innocent guy driving along I-80. He doesn't know what he's going to do in 30 years' time.
Yeah.
You
this guy
are
tried
going
to, explain
to invent
it to him.
Skynet.
You're invading Skynet. I don't want to kill you, but I'm going to have to. I can't trust that you won't do it.
Meanwhile,
what if me telling you not to do it gives you the idea to do
it?
I'm going to have to kill you.
Meanwhile, now, Agent 47 has popped in. He's gotten his brightest turquoise shirt to fit in with the locals. It's giving him a disguise radius of +5.
Putting on my Des Moines outfit.
My silenced golden 45 out.
Like, what do you reckon is going to happen now that he's failed? Or do you reckon this guy's just got a cavalcade of time assassins coming at him like every day of his life and he just doesn't even realize? They're like blundering around him.
People hate this car.
Yeah.
Really, he has to be.
He has to be lucky all the time. A cavalcade of Agent 47 sent through time.
Yeah.
They only have to be lucky once.
That's right. And they could just like keep coming back to the same
keep
spot.
Coming back.
There were probably like 20 white cars, 20 bald guys, 20 turquoise shirts.
Yeah.
20 silenced pistols around him on the highway at that point.
All of these timelines diverging. Although not really that far because he keeps missing.
Yeah.
In fairness, it could be like a one-way kind of thing. You know, it could be like a Terminator kind of time travel where you only get to go through the one way. You don't get to come back.
Yeah, unless you like wait.
How long are we waiting?
I mean, like until you get back to where you were before. That's sort of the best form of two-way time travel is you just going
and they have another crack at it.
Into the future, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you, in 30 years' time, you go, I need to get back into the time machine. But you're just getting into the time machine now. No, that one's not going to work.
And then going again.
I guess you got to tell your younger self, don't worry, I'll handle this one. And then this guy driving along I-80, a 30-year-old version of the guy that tried to kill him before tries to kill him again.
I'm just kind of assuming that somewhere in the future, they've got a big queue of bald guys in turquoise shirts.
Yeah,
just kind of waiting, and when each one goes
the prestige
through,
style.
Yeah, when each one
we're
goes
talking
through,
a prestige time assist assassin.
Yeah,
deal.
They got a big queue of them ready to go. But you would think that if the attempt succeeded, then whatever the problem was they were trying to deal with would just like sort itself out in their present day, and they could stop. But seeing as the problem doesn't get solved, they're like, get in there, Pitbull.
Yeah, get in there, Pitbull, prestige time assassin.
Pitbull prestige time assassin number 256.
Would you like to hear some suburb names from Des Moines?
Des Moines?
Yeah. You've heard us say Des Moines before.
Des Moines? Grimes. Camp Beautiful. Dodge.
Uh-huh.
Sailorville. Van Meter. Cumming. Bloomfield / Allen.
Come on. Pick one.
Yeah, anyway. I like to look up the places.
You do.
It's just writing.
You
it
like
down.
To get
cut that whole thing out.
The mise en place.
I do.
Yeah. Court documents also state that a witness told investigators that the shots fired hit a FedEx truck that was in front of the victim's car. No injuries were reported. Robert James Deneen has been charged with attempted murder and reckless use of a firearm with property damage in connection to the shooting. He is currently being held at the Dallas County Jail on a $25,000 cash only bond.
Taking him down,
wise.
Putting him into the county jail with all those other bald guys in turquoise shirts.
Yeah.
You too, huh?
All these guys.
Are these related? Are these related incidents?
The Dallas County Jail is absolutely full to the brim with Pitbull prestige time assassins. Hey, if you ordered a package off FedEx and you found a bullet inside the thing that you had bought, you would maybe want to make some sort of customer complaint, which would mean you might have to deal with a call center. It's time for Call Center Watch. This comes to us from the South China Morning Post. In Japan, SoftBank's emotion-canceling AI filter aims to protect workers from angry customers.
Love to have my emotions cancelled.
Oh.
No, not really. Actually, I think it's probably fine to feel them now that I say that out loud.
Yeah, it's probably like the rich tapestry of the human experience. Yeah.
But what
There's
if
actually
it wasn't?
A really good documentary about this.
Yeah.
It's also got some very cool gun moves that I think you might like. The Japanese tech giant SoftBank Corp is easing the worsening problem of, quote, customer harassment with the development of voice-altering phone technology that employs AI to make even the most irate callers sound serene.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. Getting on the phone and it's a voice saying, I'm going to cut your heart out of your chest.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Listen up, fucker. I know where you live.
TikTok voice. I am going to cut you in half with a sword.
That's beautiful.
According to the Tokyo-based company, their aim is to reduce soaring stress levels among call center operators who are having to deal with sharp increases in unhappy customers losing their temper.
Why are the customers more irate?
Why do you think... That's not the problem we're trying to solve here.
Did you guys see the one that was going around like last week or the week before, that this was another like call center thing where they were using like AI to detect when call center workers were stressed or depressed, and it would show them photos of like their loved ones?
Yeah. I don't know how much to believe this is like much more than a thought bubble or what have you, but people shouldn't be having those thought bubbles.
Yeah.
Keep them in your skull where they can turn into a stroke.
Maybe, like, pay them more, don't have them work, like, the worst job in the world or make them do it in very short bursts. Or
fix your customer problems.
Yeah, make, like, the thing that you make and sell not shit.
Yeah.
So that people aren't, like, mad all the time because everyone's getting ripped off all the time and everything sucks and nothing works. Like, why would... There's just a lack of curiosity here as to why the, like, customer angry line is going up.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that you could... Well, like, you're still spending money on doing this.
Yeah.
Spending money on, like, implementing this AI system to do a thing. Hey, I'm just paying money for Band-Aids over here. Like, some friends of ours are coming to see us from Tasmania soon, and we were just talking about how, the airline experience constantly getting demonstrably worse and never costing any less. And they were noting about, like, changing your seat, where not even changing your seat, just picking a seat. And they go, that'll be, like, $20 or whatever to do that.
It used to be just that's just part of the thing. You go, oh, okay.
But like
my seat here.
But
now.
You do it on the website. Like the website comes up and it's like picking a seat for yourself at the movies. You just go beep and then you say click. And so like absolutely no labor has been expended by the airline to do this for you. You are doing the work. And then they go, hey, that'll cost you $20 for you to do that bit of work for us.
There's an interesting thing on Jenny Nicholson's latest video. She did a big expo. She went and saw the Star Wars hotel, the Star Wars experience and that sort of thing.
She's talking about that 4-hour video everyone's been talking about.
Well, the 4-hour video, but she's talking about Swift Airline in America and how they're the baseline when you go in, you log on and you go to book a ticket, it's the cheapest. But then you start adding on baggage and, not having a seat that sucks and so on and so forth.
The ability
and you end
to
up at the
change
same price.
Or cancel your flight. Yeah.
Yeah. But so you're effectively getting the same experience, but people feel like shit when you're like, hey, that's going to be $20. Hey, that's going to be $40. Hey, and you end up with the same price anyway. You just feel like you've been nickel and dimed the whole time. Yeah. But that's what we got to do now.
Yeah.
We just got to kind of like everything's a value add. Everything's fucking plus on top.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Stuff's bad now. And there's no one cause for why that is. SoftBank engineers have been working on the, quote, emotion cancelling system for 3 years after one employee, Toshiyuki Nakatani, saw a television program about the verbal assaults that many staff had to put up with.
For no reason. For some unidentified reason.
So this guy works there, and he learned about how call center employees are treated by watching something on TV? Not from, like from people saying, hey, this is what happens here where you also work.
Yeah. Hey, that company sounds like shit, but I've got an idea.
Quote, we developed emotion cancelling in response to the social issue of customer harassment of call center staff and to protect them, Nakatani told This Week in Asia. The technology is a two-step process, according to Nakatani. It starts by using AI voice processing technology to identify a caller who is angry and then extracts the key features of his or her comments. The second step is to incorporate the acoustic features of a non-threatening voice to produce a natural and calm tone of voice, Nakatani added. The AI was required to recognize more than 10,000 items of voice data, with 10 male and female actors hired to deliver over 100 common phrases with various emotions.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
Open your mail with gloves for the following week.
The technology does not change the caller's words, but the intonation that the words are delivered with is dramatically toned down. The caller does not hear his or her words after they have been altered. High-pitched female voice, for example, automatically becomes lower in tone to be less resonant.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
A booming male voice, on the other hand, which could sound intimidating, is raised in pitch to sound softer.
I'm going to kill you.
They're force feminizing.
They're force feming them.
They're force feming the angry guys. Maybe they should play it back to them. Maybe they'll be like, oh.
Is that what I sound like?
Is that me? Is that actually me?
That sounds more like me than I've ever sounded. The developers had ensured that not every element of anger was eradicated entirely, the company said, phone operators could understand the situation they were facing and respond appropriately. So you could, like, tell if, like, someone is genuinely going to assassinate you. They left a little bit of the anger in there.
This is a nightmare.
Yeah.
This is genuinely making me feel more insane than I was before.
Yeah, it's not good, hey? The 1.8 million member UA Zensen Union, the largest industrial union in Japan, published the results of a survey on customer harassment on June 7th that showed 46.8% of service industry workers had experienced it in the past 2 years, with some so traumatized by the experience that they required counseling. The Tokyo Metropolitan Government has announced that it is planning a local ordinance designed to stop customer harassment, banning abusive and unreasonable demands that harm workplace environments. The drawback is that the ordinance will have no punishments. Okay. So.
Sort of just like an academic ordinance.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just there as a sort of, so you know you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
The little Dennis Nedry pops up on your computer. Hey. Stop that.
If you put in a cheat code, he takes off his clothes and shows you his butthole.
Roy Lark, senior lecturer in marketing at the University of Waikato in New Zealand and an expert on retailing and consumer behavior in Japan, admits he has been, quote, shocked at recent reports of employees being harangued by customers. Quote, I'm dubious as to just how widespread or common it is, but any change from the rather docile, polite demands of traditional Japanese consumers is something of a major change, he said. Quote, consumers have always been highly demanding in terms of product quality and presentation, and very polite, attentive customer service was largely taken for granted across all of Japanese retailing and its hospitality industry, he said. I've seen some trace this back to historically overcrowded living conditions, even among the wealthy, and the need to fit in so as to maintain social order. With such high standards of service, the assumption had always been that it would be reciprocated by the customer, Lark said. Asked why Japan might be witnessing this problem emerging now, Lark said he could only speculate as to a number of reasons, including the high stress levels caused by inflation and a certain amount of torpor, particularly among younger Japanese who too often feel some hopelessness about their futures.
So we've sort about of the gaijin in there?
No mention of the gaijin and their ways. I think we might be in a little bit of like the kids of Akira situation. Like, you know, they don't have a future. They've just turned into like roving motorbike gangs.
Yeah. One of them has psychic powers that will.
One of them has psychic powers.
Tear them all apart.
Because of something to do with that.
Some kids or something. Yeah.
How does he get the powers? Why does he have the powers?
Is it because of his meeting with the child?
Just the boy? The child in the hover chair?
The child in the hover chair? If you know.
I've watched that movie like 20 times.
Great vibes movie.
Yeah.
Well, if you know how Tetsuo gets his powers.
Is he like the reincarnation of Lord Akira?
Akira?
Is Akira communicating with him? Why have I never asked this question?
Well, I remember we both got out of seeing Akira in 4K in the cinemas.
Oh,
wonderful, perfect what a wonderful experience. Time. Yeah. And we looked at each other and went, well, I knew what happened just then.
Yeah.
How about you?
I've seen
How
it
about you explain what
times.
You think happened?
What do you think? Yeah.
I feel very stupid right
and
now.
And the answer is, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
you
matter.
You know what happened?
What a
Some
wonderful
dope
movie.
Dope shit.
Yeah, what a soundtrack. Seen that soundtrack?
What a soundtrack.
At Event they Cinemas?
Mixed in surround?
So good. It's beautiful. That 4K
yeah.
scan.
You have to see Akira released in 4K surround sound at Malkovat Cinemas.
That's right.
Several years ago.
Yeah.
When we did.
Pre-COVID, I believe. Lark said it might be time for Japanese consumers to require less formality and reduce their expectations. Get used to the shit. Just get used to everything sucking and no one knowing what they're doing or caring because they're not paid enough to know or care.
Now, I can hear that you're angry, or actually, you sound quite relaxed to me, so I don't really see what the big deal is. But your words say that you're angry right now. Have you thought that maybe you are the problem? Have
yeah.
you thought that
your
maybe it's your attitude?
High.
Have you thought that maybe you're a little bit entitled? You yeah. know?
You thought that this would work and that it would do the thing that you paid for. So maybe like adjust that a little if you can. SoftBank's system only works in Japanese at present, but the company said it is considering developing versions in other languages for markets that require it. Initial system should be available from April of next year, although no price has yet.
What if the
set.
Callers adapt their voices? What might that sound like?
What if they try and figure out how to get through the filter? Like they find the perfect
yes.
level of vitriol that's mm-hmm. not picked up by the AI filter. Using their secret Bene Gesserit voice techniques to find the exact level of just loathing.
Oh, they bust out a Bene Gesserit freak?
Yeah. They all become Bene Gesserit freaks. What if someone was so disappointed with how you were as a customer service agent at a call center that they found out where you lived and tracked you down to your house? You might pick that up on your doorbell camera. It's time for Doorbell Camera Watch.
You just gave me a great idea for an invention, the doorbell camera watch.
Is it just a watch that shows you constantly the feed from your doorbell camera?
Yeah, maybe, but I kind of like the idea of it giving me a feed from the watch. Pointing my wrist at stuff and then going, oh, I can see it.
Man. You know how like the great American pastime now is like two crazy people having an argument at like a shop or whatever, and they both think the other one is the one that seems crazy, and they're filming each other.
Yeah.
That they've always got their phones out being like, Mom, well, this is on Facebook Live. And the other person's like, oh, good. I'm good. Good. I'm glad it's on Facebook Live because this is going on Instagram Live. Well, I'm filming you. Well, good, because you're also being filmed. And they just do that for like half an hour.
You are being
What
filmed.
If for that sort of like crazy person, we invented like a just sort of consumer level body camera.
Yeah.
For them to just be like, uh-oh, I saw a guy wearing a mask and then called him a pussy and then now I'm having an argument. I'm slapping on my body camera. Immediately start streaming to Facebook Live. That way their hands would be free so they could gesticulate with both.
I think that would be a great idea and we could make a lot of money. Copyright, Bunta Vista.
$1 million idea, Bunta Vista. This is from WKRG in Alabama. Neighbors react after Ring doorbell footage shows man throwing wrench.
Sorry, just to run it back real fast. WKRG is the Craig.
The Craig. The Craig.
The Craig. We love you, Craig.
The Craig. A shocking Ring doorbell video released by the Mobile Police Department shows a man throwing a wrench into a home and then running away.
All right.
Got him.
All context aside.
Yes.
And that's the way wrench. We like to do it on this show.
Yeah.
God made the wrenches the most perfectly throwable and swingable object.
It's so good. Just
on Earth.
A little bit weighted towards the head
mm-hmm.
in a really nice, satisfying way.
Yep.
Whole thing's got a good hand feel.
Incredible.
To throw a wrench, perchance to dream.
Mm-hmm.
MBD is now asking for the public's help to identify the man. However, this video has caused some concern for those who live in the neighborhood. It could happen to us.
Could happen to
could happen to anyone.
You think your daughter's safe on the streets?
What makes you think the next wrench thrown won't be through your window, into your home? Is Biden doing anything about that? I don't see him doing anything about that, and neither do you.
It could be your door with a tiny but
little dent.
Significant dent in it.
Milton Morrow runs the Crestview Neighborhood Watch Committee and said that when he learned about the video a week ago, the committee increased neighborhood patrol. So, good. Bunch of paranoid vigilante psychos. Armed, probably.
Patrolling, yeah.
Yeah.
See, Neighborhood Watch should not be a patrolling element, right? It should be a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Paranoidly kind of sending texts to each other.
I don't think I've seen a Neighborhood Watch sign up for a fair while.
For a while, hey.
Do we still have those?
No, we fixed crime.
Oh, that's good. Quote, right now we're taking turns, taking shifts to keep an eye on the house because exactly right now we don't know what's going on, Morrow said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Chuck
us that
grammar
again. It's hard to
figure
out from the footage of a guy throwing a wrench.
It's exactly right now we don't know what's going on. But
exactly
later...
right now we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's true of all times forever.
Yes.
Looking at my watch. You mean exactly right now?
Exactly right now
we don't know what's going on.
Oh, sorry. I meant exactly right then when you said it.
Oh.
Milton told News 5 that the only crime the neighborhood has seen since he has lived there was juveniles acting out of rebellion, but when he saw the Ring doorbell footage showing an older man throwing the wrench, he was shocked.
Come on.
Yeah.
How hard could an old man throw a wrench?
The crimes you see these days, it's hard to even take their measure. Senior citizens throwing tools. Quote, let's just say this. We were out 24 hours. You never know when we are out, Morrow said.
Okay.
Okay, well, no. We know when you're out. It's always.
It's always.
You just said that. The first half of that sentence is saying when you'll be out.
Yeah, you're kind of leaving the door open for you not to be out for a little while.
You should say, we're out 20 hours the day, but I won't tell you which 20 hours.
Yeah.
So we might be out.
You won't know which day, which hours we go in.
It's like
Smoko.
The panopticon.
Yeah.
They might be watching you at all times, but you can't see them to know when they are watching you.
It's not a two-way opticon.
No, it's an unopticon. MPD said the man in the video left a wooden mug sitting on the front porch before he ran away. The mug reads, respect all, fear none. Quote, we're not sure if that was a message to the homeowner or why he would leave this after the incident, Mobile Police Public Information Officer Blake Brown said.
That's because he forgot it.
I don't think it's a message. Respect all, fear none.
He dropped it because he's got a Mahjong game to get to.
This is a message of unity. If it is a message, that's a message of peace. The incident in the release video occurred a week ago, but 1 week prior to that, another tool was thrown at the house.
Okay, so what kind of tool are we talking?
MPD said the first incident involved a tire iron.
God, both great things to throw.
Yeah, this guy knows his throw feel.
Yeah.
He knows how to pick them. He's not throwing set squares. He's picking stuff that's really going to hurt if it whacks you.
At the time, the family did not have a camera installed at their home, but MPD told News 5 that the tire iron was thrown at a window to a room where a child was asleep. That part's not great. It's not ideal. Neighbors just a few doors down tell News 5 that they are shocked and confused. Quote, it just sort of blows my mind because I've talked to quite a few people in this neighborhood and have never run into anybody that was that crazy or that I felt any fear from, one neighbor said.
Well, fear none. Just as long as you're respecting all.
Just as long as you respect all, yeah. MPD said that the man appears to be a stranger to the family. So it's an old guy leaving mugs, throwing wrenches, and now they're worried that there's going to be an epidemic of wrench throwing?
Yeah.
A wrench-a-demic?
Wrench-a-demic, yeah.
Yeah, sort of be like that. If you didn't have the Ring camera, you wouldn't know, would you? Like, you'd just be like, maybe just a wrench appeared in my house or on my doorstep.
Is he collecting the wrench afterwards?
Oh, or did they get a free wrench?
Or did they get a free wrench? Because on the balance, it seems like you're getting a free wrench.
Yeah. And nothing bad happened to you? Oh, you probably have to repaint that bit of your door, maybe, I guess. Getting a free wrench, but then finding out that it costs more to repair your door, that would feel maybe like a scam. It's time for Scam Watch.
Warning, warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
This comes to us from KPNX in Arizona.
You know what it is.
That's right.
Yeah, we've done this one enough times. Phoenix woman arrested for allegedly running dental practice without a license.
What's the crime?
What's the crime?
I think it's practicing dentistry without a license. A Phoenix woman was arrested this week for allegedly running a dental practice and treating patients without a license, records show. Geraldine Goez, 32, is facing criminal charges after police officers allegedly found human teeth in her garbage.
Huh.
And you straight away...
You went to that.
You said, she's doing something illegal. She's doing something wrong. What kind of society do we live in that this is what we assume of people? See a few teeth in their garbage.
You call the cops. Hey, go through that lady's garbage. Because when I was going through my neighbor's garbage, as I do every night, I found some teeth. You sicken me. And you know what? If you do find teeth in your neighbor's garbage when you're going through their garbage, as you do every night, why not bring it up with them? Why not have a conversation? Hey, sorry to bother you. I know you're on your way to soccer practice. I found some teeth in your garbage.
They're your garbage teeth?
Hey, why not just have that chat, you know, instead of going straight to the authorities? And maybe your neighbor will be like, oh, no, I fell over and I smacked my mouth into the stairs the other day and a couple of my teeth came out. So I just had to throw them in the bin. And it'll be like, okay, great.
There could be a perfectly harmless explanation for all of it.
There are dozens of reasons. Yeah. It was because of the dentistry thing, though, in this case. But you can't just always assume that.
I have seen some videos, like, on TikTok or Instagram or something lately. People talking about, like, places in the States where there is no regulation around particular stuff like this, right? Like
dentistry?
Well, I'd seen a bunch of videos about how, like, you didn't need any qualifications, I think, in Atlanta, it seemed like a bunch of the videos were coming from, to do veneers on people. And so it's like videos that people are putting up promoting their business. Come and get your veneers done.
Yeah.
And they're like...
It's just carpentry. Well, when you break it down.
Yes. Like, you know how like the dentists have like the lights that they use to when they're using like the gluey sort of the cement
UV light that they seal it with.
Yeah, the UV light that like cooks that stuff and solidifies it and everything. And they're just like using that stuff. The person that they're using it on like has no glasses on or barrier from the thing, and they keep going, "Oh, wow, my eyes. Oh,
oh." Oh, no.
And this is like the promo video of this person sort of blinking a whole bunch of times, like after getting zapped with this thing. It's the Wild West. It's the Wild West out there.
Imagine how much cheaper your veneer is going to be without the nanny state skimming a little bit off the top for like certification and like, you know, inspections and stuff to make sure you know what you're doing. Court records show the Arizona State Board of Dental Examiners received a complaint alleging Goez was practicing dentistry without a license. The suspect had allegedly been advertising on Instagram dental care out of her home.
Yes, there it is.
Fucking hell. Low overheads, working from home. A better way of working.
You can claim some of that back on tax. Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny to just be like Instagram story post like, hey, I'll fix your teeth. I'll do it for cheap. I'm not perfect, but no one is. I'm trying my best.
Afraid of dentists? Well, good news.
Finally, a way to get dentistry done without having to go and see a dentist. So I guess it's technically not dentistry. You're getting laymanry done to your teeth. Yeomanry. Journeymanry. Investigators inspected trash from the suspect's home on May 22nd and reported finding several dental tools, empty vials of lidocaine, and five human teeth, records show.
So everything that you would need.
So it sounds like...
They're not in pain.
Yes.
They're not suffering anymore.
You should just be grateful she was using tools and medicine.
Yeah.
Police recently searched Goes' residence and allegedly found a dental chair, x-ray machine, and various dental supplies.
Yes. Just running an x-ray machine out of your house.
You can't just like buy an x-ray machine, right?
Apparently you can.
You have to be able to from somewhere.
But surely they've got like... But like you have to prove
some
that
rules?
You're... Because they're radioactive, right? Like... You can't just be like a guy off the street and walk into a shop and buy an x-ray machine.
No.
Well, not where we live. But, no.
Well, not here. Yeah, I guess.
I'm sure there's a guy that can get you an x-ray machine.
Well, geez, Lou. You get a GOEC 9900 Elite Mobile C-Arm for $59,000.
Yeah, but it pays itself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so after you've been doing a decade of unlicensed dentistry out of your home, forget about it.
We all want financial freedom, and that starts with an x-ray machine.
Okay? What sense is she making of the x-rays?
Well, I mean, it's kind of intuitive, really. If you see like a crack or something in there, or the teeth are weird, you go, oh, I can see the problem here. You got weird teeth.
Got weird teeth?
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to sort of go at it with some tools.
Lidocaine first. Pliers second. Got that the wrong way around last time.
Let me start off with five x-rays, back to back to back to back to back. Let's just zap you up real quick.
Oh, this is... Sorry, I was just trying to Google, can you just buy an x-ray machine? And the top results are people asking whether you could just get an x-ray for fun, like without a doctor saying that you need to get one. Like there's a Quora question
and
here.
Can you?
Well, I mean, the answers are people saying, yeah, probably, like a private clinic might let you sign a waiver to do one. But it just, I never really thought about it. Yeah, someone's asking on No Stupid Questions, can I get an x-ray of my skeleton just because I want to see what my skeleton looks like?
Yeah. What are they keeping from us?
Yeah, like there's no...
The government's...
I guess the only argument against it is that you are being exposed to like low level radiation for no reason.
Yes.
Other
I
than
guess.
Human curiosity.
Yeah.
And isn't that
what
the most
price?
Powerful reason?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to see what's in there.
Show me my bones. Like I've never seen all of my bones. I've seen x-rays.
All of them at once.
I've seen my skull. The suspect is facing charges of fraud and practicing dentistry without a license. Was she representing herself as a dentist? Like, because surely the person would have twigged the moment they like rocked up to her house. I think dropped the fraud charge personally.
Yeah, that's kind of encapsulated by the second one.
Yeah, I think practicing dentistry without a license, fair enough. But, you know, she was just offering a service that people wanted, clearly.
Yeah. You've got to charge her with something to make sure that.
Just a formality.
You know, just a formality.
Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks again to everyone that came to the live show last week. If you didn't and you would like to see what that looked like, we have a video of it with quite good audio, if I might say so myself.
Say it. Go on, say it, King.
It sounds great. That's up on our YouTube. You can just go to YouTube and search for Bunta Vista and basically nothing else will come up. You can watch that whole 90-minute or whatever live show with a tiny number of scenes missing because of some battery stuff, but it's good. I reckon you'll enjoy it. Otherwise, stay safe out there. We'll maybe see you on the bonus episodes.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Keep your wrench close.
Yeah, unless you feel like it.
Yeah.
Charlotte is having